How could you possibly not look forward to today and this weekend? It's gorgeous outside. Thank you so much for checking in. It's the Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. I am glad you're here. Got a few things to go over, but first off, isn't it beautiful outside? This is why we live here. At least, it's why I'm here. You look out, this beautiful blue sky, a little bit of inversion, but not bad. Just a dusting of snow everywhere you look, except where it's already melted off. It's just beautiful. It just highlights why we love Northern Nevada. All of it, the good and the bad. That's why I love the snow. It just kind of covers everything up. But hey, as Carson now says, this is a great day for sledding. So can you sneak off of work and grab the kids? Nah. There's always time for sledding later. But please, 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 do not be one of those thoughtless, it's not the word I want to use, but jerks that buys one of those plastic sleds, takes it out to our sledding areas, especially the one over here off of Mount Rose Highway. Trash it because you bought something cheap. Again, there's that China conversation. And then just left it. Didn't even have the decency to take it over to the trash can. You just left it. Don't be one of those jerks. We have so much scenic beauty here that, yeah, the trash makes a difference. The dumping in the desert, the just leaving discarded sleds wherever you decide the day is done. And I'm not meaning to get you into any confrontations with anyone. But if you feel like it, if you see it, why not say something? It's like, really? You had all that room in your vehicle to bring all these things up here, but you can't take them back and throw them in the trash? I mean, if anything, to the people out there who do that, what are you teaching your kids? I mean, why did you even go out sledding in the first place? Was it just for the exhilaration? Or wasn't it to be outside, to be out in the beauty of Northern Nevada? And then you trash it? I just don't understand some people's mindsets. I really don't. Are we just in that mindset that somebody else will pick it up? Yeah, it's the trash guy's job to pick it up. No, it's not. Just seriously? And it's not just the people from California. It's the people from Nevada, too. You know, I hate to say this, but there are people in Nevada who do that, too. But it is the same people who let others just, you know, defecate on the sidewalks. I really enjoyed that segment of Armstrong and Getty as they were wrapping up there. Disgusted Dave. More people should be disgusted. Because it's your elected representatives that are letting this go on. Did you hear the other day when I talked about the secret meeting between some city council members, the city manager, law enforcement, just a bunch of people getting together, makes me wonder about the open meeting law. But when confronted about it, they said you can file a Freedom of Information request. How long would that take to get? Because the meeting was verified. They said, yeah, it did happen. Talking about how people need to stop talking to the media. People need to stop letting the cat out of the bag when it comes to homeless, and that everything needs to go through the city. So in other words, shut up. But the thing to take away from that meeting was they will be doing nothing on the homeless issue for 3 weeks until they do their count. Until they do their count of the homeless, vagrants, bums, whatever, along the river, everywhere in town. I don't know how you, somebody moved their tent and they're over here now, or they're in Sparks, or they're, you know, but that's how they get their money. So it's about money. It's not about helping people. It's about money. There are other financial resources that you can go after, but yeah. So for 3 weeks, nothing is going to be done. They don't want anybody moved. They don't want anybody ticketed, cited, moved off. Nothing. Have you called Reno Direct yet? Have you called the mayor's office? Have you called your city council person with the WTF is going on? What are we teaching the kids? What? We got a lot of fun things coming up. Fun things going on right now. Including dragging the boss out and about. The Wild Sheep Show's going on. Woo! It's going on all the way until Sunday. The Reno Sparks Convention Center. But not just there. Also at the Peppermill. Because it's big. It's their 43rd annual convention. And we will be hearing from Mr. Jerry Evans, who is broadcasting live down there. So if you want to give him an earful and check out something really cool, go to the Sheep Show. Fuji Park. I love this. It's the Flying Pig Indoor Flea Market and Craft Fair. It's this weekend, Saturday and Sunday. Admission's only $1. Kids are free. But all kinds of good stuff. I love flea markets and craft fairs. People are so creative. I especially like doing, and I know Christmas is over. Stop doing that. I have a little section in the house, just a little section of a closet that I think about Christmas. I think about the people that I love. What would they like? And I love going to craft fairs. I love going to different shows and then thinking about these people and say, you know what? I'm going to get this for them and put it away. So you're not just always buying sweaters and gloves. Of course, today is a sweater and gloves day, but you know what I mean. So Jerry will be joining us, and that's a moo. That's not a sheep. I need a... That's always good, though. Yes, no moose. When we come back on the show today, we've got lots to talk about. We've got this Faith in Action group coming to town today. They're going to be doing a presentation tonight. I want you to think about this with your faith. How now? I saw an article probably about 6 months ago, and it was from, it was from the left, media organizations. How do we penetrate the religious right? And this is what they're doing. This is what they're doing. So they got this presentation called Vote Common Good. It's going to be at the Sparks Methodist tonight. I actually encourage you to go. Listen to what they're saying. And then speak up. Because they are trying to use religion against people. They want Donald Trump out. And they make no bones about it. Whatsoever. That is their ultimate agenda. They are so far left, it is incredible. A George Soros sponsored group traveling around the country. Huh, wonder where they got the money for that. Hello. And they're invading your house of worship. If a man doesn't work, neither shall he eat. It is the church's job to take care of the poor and the destitute, but you know what? They also have to want to do something for themselves. There's a difference between being down and out and just being lazy, because we are letting people be lazy, whether it be picking up their destroyed plastic sleds, whether it be dumping trash out in the middle of the desert because they don't want to go to the refuse center. They don't want to walk far enough to find a bathroom. They don't want to get a job. We make it too easy for people. And that's not what life is about. It's about being challenged and rising to your better self and bringing those next to you along with you. Jerry Evans, live from the Sheep Show, coming up in a little bit, so we'll check in with him. Yes! Oh, there's a little baby. So, boy, a lot of sheep going on in here. Just one at a time, one at a time. So it's more than just counting sheep to get to sleep. This is the, you know, big things going on. And it's all about, you know, people coming together to make sure that our natural resources are protected. And that includes the people putting on the Wild Sheep Show. So we'll be back with more and your calls. Love to hear from you today. What are you doing this weekend to enjoy at this moment what we have here in Northern Nevada? And I say at this moment because we're not necessarily going to have it in the future. So 884-9910. Love to hear from you today. And, of course, Monica at 991fmtalk.com. Got a email from Bepsy. We're going to go over about growth here in Northern Nevada, specifically in Carson City, right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
99.1 FM Talk. This is Talk Radio, the original social media, KKFT.
Speaking of social media, you can find me on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn. Go to 991fmtalk.com. You can find all the links there if you want to connect with me on social media. Also, answer today's poll question. Because, of course, we're seeing the circus, the sham, the whatever you want to call it, of what's going on with the impeachment trial. Now, who is Lev Parnas? That's what people are asking, but I guess he's a big deal because the Democrats are screaming that he needs to be a part of the Senate trial. Isn't the House done with their part of it? Why do they need to be tacking on more people? And you should have done the job. You took long enough. You spent enough taxpayers' money on the House side. You don't dictate what the Senate does. So it's a simple question. Do you think that the Senate should allow this new witness, the one who has no credibility whatsoever, who's already been proven in lies? Yesterday's poll question, wrapping it up, did you get a flu shot? 20% said, yes, I get one every year. 27% never have, never will. And 51%, nah, they don't work. Not going to do it. Not going to subject my body to that. All kinds of good stuff that you can find at 991fmtalk.com, including a schedule of all the shows. So this is something that we'll be talking about in the next half hour as well. Just want to give you a little taste. When you elect people to be your representative, okay, when you elect people to be your representative and they put something in place that you support, don't let it go by the wayside because of time. In Carson City, they have something called Title 17, Section 10. And it was enacted back in 2007. Now, I know for some people, that was a long time ago. People just don't remember these things. But it was enacted by the Board of Supervisors to protect open space, to keep the reasons why people move to a community the same reasons after they've lived there for 10, 20, 30 years. You buy into something and you think, you know, this is the way we want to keep it. So right now, the big fight is over the Anderson Ranch area. So the underlying zoning there, you know, just picture this for yourself. Predominantly 12,000 square foot lots. Now, if you were supposed to keep something in the same idea, the same concept, do you think having a single-story house on 12,000 square feet is the same as a proposed two-story house on 5,000 square feet? Now picture that in your mind. Because that's exactly what the Christie Corp wants to do in Carson City. And we're going to talk about this in the next half hour, about how they slipped something through. Because who pays attention to politics during the holidays? Boy, that's a little interesting. It's the Monica Jay Show, live and local FM talk for all of Northern Nevada. And we'll be back after this Fox News update here on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Live streaming at 99.1fmtalk.com.
The FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada, KKFT 99.1.
It's the Monica Jay Show, your live and local FM talk show for all of Northern Nevada. Love to hear from you today at 884-9910. You got someone fun you're going to do this weekend, get out and about after this first major storm of 2020. Some schools canceled, some schools on delay. It's already kind of blowing out. It really wasn't that much. I don't know about you, but I was looking for something major. We usually get a lot of snow here where I live, and we had about an inch on the ground. Enough to make the dogs happy to go out and run around, but nothing really that impressive. What did catch my eye, though, especially yesterday here in Reno, another hit and run. Another hit and run. We're January 17th. Officer-involved shooting. Another officer-involved shooting. What's going on? Stabbings on the streets, murders. What's going on in our little burg of Northern Nevada? And what is with all these hit and runs? You can't just say it's people not paying attention or people on their cell phones. This is just, it's too much. We had cell phones last year. What's going on? I urge you, whether you're driving, but more importantly, if you're walking around, look around. Because I'm to the point, I'm just not trusting drivers. What's changed? I'm not going to point the fingers at anybody, but what do we have now that's more prevalent that we didn't have before? I want to know. I want to know, and I want law enforcement to tell us, and they'd better tell us, if these hit and runs are being caused by cannabis. People getting high and getting in their cars, because you know what? Your attention span slows. Your reaction time slows, just like alcohol. I want to know. And if we are not told the truth, there's going to be serious consequences. We need to find out why all these hit and runs are happening. I was going to say and nip it in the bud, but that would be too that would be too obvious. But we got to fix the problem. This is major. Major, major, major. Going back to development. We rely on our elected representatives to maintain that outlook, the vision, so to speak, for the community. Last night, the Board of Supervisors for Carson reviewed the Anderson Ranch Estates tentative map. Now, did you know that they were that there was a new map, that they were going to do this if you live in that area? Because they kind of put it through during the holidays. And they're now saying that to reach their desired potential, I guess, price point, $400,000 to $500,000. Wow. Two-story homes on 5,000 square feet. That's just ridiculous in my mind. The reason I have a single-story home is because I love where we live. I love our community. I love being able to look out and see the surrounding mountains. To be able to look out and see the beauty of Northern Nevada. When you have two-story homes all around you, that's not so easy. So we specifically bought in a single-story home community. Guess what? Where they want to put these two-story homes is a single-story community. But wait a minute. If you're proposing that you're just going to add on to this existing community and you're going to make it look similar and everything, then why are you proposing something completely different? Smaller lots, less visibility for people because you've got two-story homes, more streets, packing people in, more street congestion. And why would you need to have a different plan, I guess, so to say, a different vision than what is already out there? If you are in Carson City, what do you want for your community? Do you want developers just to keep coming in and saying, well, it's just a slight change? It's not that way. And you have to pay attention. That's why I love the fact that they snuck this in during the holidays. Because who really pays attention to politics during the holidays? We're focused on family. We're focused on, well, each other, you know, with our service and helping others. That's what Christmas is about. But you need to find out more about this for yourself. So I encourage you to go into the archives of carsonnow.org. And find the story that was written by Bepsy Strasberg. It says 2020 vision of the Anderson Estates development. Or is it? it's a great summary of everything that is going on there. And not only everything that is going on in Carson City, but that's going on in Douglas, that's going on in Lyon, that's going on in Washoe County, in Story. This is happening every single county around us. Our elected representatives are going with the developers. They're taking away open space. They're taking away your visual sight lines of the mountains, the surrounding areas. And we're going to get to the point that this is not someplace that we want to live. All in the name of money. So what are you going to fight for? I'm fighting for my area. We've got wildlife. We've got beautiful trails. When are they going to decide at some point, you know, we don't need that. Because we're down to the wire. We need more space to build these homes. And somebody told me the other day, well, millennials, you know, they don't want that property that they have to take care of. So they're happy with smaller lots and, you know, the more compact. I don't care. I'm looking at an established resident. I don't care about the people moving over from California and what they want. I pay my property taxes. I've been established here for decades. This is the way that I want to keep it. And for us to put visions, to put plans, to put master plans in place, and any developer can just come along and say, you know what, that's not that I can't work with that. I've got this property and I want to put as many homes as I can on it. I don't care if the community is already at 1,200 or 12,000 or, you know, 23,000 square feet for a lot. It's, you know, I need 3,000 square foot lots and 5,000 square foot lots. And just to get my money of what I want, the $400,000, $500,000. When my husband and I first started looking at homes in this area, wow, trying to get it under $200,000. I mean, that's what we could afford at the time, and there were a lot of options. Now, you are lucky if you can find something under $500,000. That's $500,000, people. Seriously, for 5,000 square feet in a two-story house? Yeah. Let's just get rid of all the reasons that we moved here. The space from your neighbors. If you want that kind of lifestyle, then move down to Vegas. They've already got it. They're all set up for you. It's the Monica Jay Show, live and local FM talk for all of Northern Nevada. Doesn't matter what county you live in. Doesn't matter what topic you want to go over.
Audience participation suggested. KKFT is Nevada's Fox News FM talk station. 99.1 KKFT. KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show at 884-9910. Love to have you call in today. What would you like to talk about? I've been kind of meddling my nose or putting my nose in there in development, but just got an email from a loyal listener. Might this be the result of commie Democrats gaining control as they happened in so many other locations? Unfortunately, no, because there are a lot of Republicans who are supporting, we'll put it kindly, say that, who are supporting big developments in the area. And, of course, we know the mayor of Reno, her best friend is a lobbyist for a lot of these groups. So what are you going to do? You always talk people into voting your way. But you have to stand up and let yourself be heard. So let's let you be heard. Let's go to the phone lines, 884-9910, and check in with Chuck this morning. Hi, Chuck. You're in Gardnerville?
Yes, I am. I've listened to you for quite a bit, first-time caller. Just want to say that you're right on spot with you know, this increasing development thing, and there's a word for it. It's creeping. What is it called now? I'm trying to remember. But bottom line is, you get people that move in, and they're from such expanded areas that are, you know, really dense population. They think it's just great. They don't have the visibility and the understanding of what it used to be like, with, say, even 10 or, you know, 5 years ago.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
and I will say this real quick, is that I think we just need to hold people accountable. Like you said, there's so much of a silent majority, if you want to call it that, and I'm perhaps one of them. I need to be more vocal. I need to get out and state my case. You know, I see the streets increasing with traffic, and, you know, people are people. They're generally nice, and they're not, you know, they're not out to necessarily do harm, but with increasing population is going to be all these increasing problems and gangs and things like that, and the violence, and like you said, people getting hit, you know, just more traffic means more, you know, more people getting hit, you know, in crosswalks and stuff like that. And,
yeah,
and we all need to up our, you know, our viewpoint on this stuff.
Well, and I look at character too. I understand people being hit, you're distracted or something like that, but there are so many hit and runs. Just people have no responsibility anymore. You just injured a life and you take off. That just disgusts me, Chuck. So, Chuck, thank you for calling in. And Gardnerville is the same. Minden, Gardnerville. We look at these beautiful, you know, pastoral lands out there, and I don't want to have cows or anything like that. So let's just buy up this farm and chop it up, and we'll sell it to developers. Why did you even move out to the area in the first place? You talk to a lot of people, and they move to that area because it is beautiful, with all the pastures, the farms, the whatever there is, the views of the mountains. That's why they move there. But the developers come in and say, oh, well, look, we can buy up this farm, and then we can build all these houses, and all these people will want to buy them and move out here because look how popular it is. Okay, you just ruined the reason why people were moving out there in the first place. So thank you very much. You do have to hold your elected representatives accountable. And you have to know what they're doing. But boy, like when this Christie Corp comes along and files their amended applications and things during the holidays, sometimes it slips through the cracks. Ever vigilant. That's what you need to be. Set aside your day. During the holidays, during your birthday, during your anniversary, whatever, during your vacation. Don't just go on vacation. Go on your hunting trip. Go up to Alaska and not know what's going on in your community. I know we say we got to detach, but now we need to stay connected. And you can stay connected with 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. It's the Monica Jay Show. Your show at 884-9910. Do a little bit more on development right after this.